No, he's looked really good, and he's such a hard worker. He's a great teammate, an honest player. I refer to him as honest player because he does everything the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, he tries to do everything at full speed, as hard as he can, and, you know, he's out to please. So we'll see. We'll see when he gets in. I mean, unfortunately, we've got a very deep roster this year, so we have to find out what his role is, and most likely it'd be, you know, on a third, fourth line, a penalty kill, energy type guy for our team. So I wouldn't feel, and I don't think our staff would argue, I wouldn't feel bad about putting him in. I'd feel comfortable actually putting him in the game, is what I'm trying to say. So he continues to work hard, and the thing of it is his teammates just love him. He's one of those kids you just, you know, mm-hmm. you just love to have around. So great student, quiet kid off the ice, just goes about his business.
You had mentioned that you have implemented some new system things that you wanted the guys to work on. Did you see that in the intra-squad game?
Well, we did, and not with everybody. You know, hockey is a game of habits, so, you know, you acquire these habits year after year when you play, and, you know, some habits are hard to break, and when you're introducing something new, it's also hard to, you know, well, why are we doing, and they don't ask why are they doing this, but it's just hard to put in your game if you've never done it, because hockey is such a reaction and instinctive game and a game of habits. So all of a sudden you got to try and keep doing something different, you know.
Yeah.
And but we did see it a lot in the game. A couple things I was really happy about, that you know, and some of our smarter players put it in, you know, and that's good. But it's something we have to continue anytime we introduce something new. You just can't do it once or twice and then, you know, move away from and expect them to do it. You have to hammer it day after day after day, or week after week after week. So then all of a sudden we don't have to coach it anymore. You just see it. It's become instinctive. It's part of their game. And that's what we're trying to do on a couple of things. And I don't really want to get into specifics because it's things I think that will help us and throw a curveball at some other teams once in a while.
What about the power play? You had, correct me if I'm wrong, the number one unit was broken up into two different teams. We didn't have, or did we?
Yeah, no, we sort of split. Yeah. You wouldn't have seen our power plays in that game.
Yeah.
That we will run in down in Big Rapids. Mainly David was out. David Johnstone was out. We put Alex Patan. We left the line together. So Alex plays with Tanner, and Alex Gillies in the game. In the games, but we left them together for the inter-squad game. So usually Alex is with Blake and Reed Sturles and Shane Han on a power play, but we put them on different teams. So obviously we couldn't have our Nomer power play. And I wasn't as worried because, games like this, you're not probably going to get as many power plays. So I wasn't as concerned about the power plays as I was just the overall lines playing together and continue to work on their chemistry. So that was more important than special teams to me for Saturday's game.
Again, Stamen stood out. You and I talked on the video stream broadcast about that. He stood out right away again for me in that intra-squad game.
Dylan Stamen?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, he skates so well. So you're drawn to him just because of his speed and his explosiveness and his quickness. Right away you can say, wow. You know, you notice him. Mm-hmm. And then when he gets the puck, it's very hard to get it away from him. He's got a knack of pivoting back and holding on to it. He just doesn't give it up. You know, he's very good with it. So, and he's hard to knock down. I mean, he is a bulldog. And, you know, he's going to be a really good player. He's going to be a tough player to play against. And he's strong and he's competitive and he can skate. And he's got a little hockey sense to him. So, mm-hmm. good combination.
Well, I think overall it was a lot of fun. The Michigan Tech Team White scoring the first goal in that first half, and then the Black coming back and getting quite a few in the early goings of the second half. White trying to make a comeback, made it a one-goal game, and Tanner Carroll sealed the deal with an empty net goal at the end there. And Coach, you raised over $1,600 for local junior hockey.
Well, I think, you know, the other than getting out of the game what we wanted to, I think more importantly to me was, you know, raising the money for Copper Country Junior Hockey and the skate with the Huskies. I mean, it's important for us to give back to the community, and you know, I think it was great that the fans who came in donated the money. Obviously, you could give whatever you wanted at the door. There was no set amount, and I thought that was fantastic. So, good amount of money raised, and I'm sure they'll use it for some good causes, and like I said, it's a great thing, and we have to get more involved. I know we do some things with the schools and whatnot, but I think we have to continue to find ways to help in the community as a team and get our players involved. I mean, I feel really strongly about that, so I don't think we do enough, so we have to do more. And I know that our guys are busy schedules with school and practice and everything. There's not a lot of free time, but anytime we have an opportunity to do something, I know we'll look forward to do it.
Your thoughts on Tyler Shalast and his head coaching job on the or at least assistant coaching job behind the bench there on the other side?
Oh yeah, I could be out of a job.
His ducking ability was pretty impressive on that one puck that came towards
him. Yeah, he's still pretty quick. You could tell that. I thought a big, strong guy like him would have stood in there and caught the puck, but he was running away from it. So, there was an errant
was
puck
Billy
fire
on, I didn't see. Was Billy on the road?
Coach McCault was on the road. Okay, he was out in Western Canada, trying to finalize a couple of recruits we're dealing with out there. So, unfortunately, missed. But we have to take advantage of weekends like that, and that's one of the things this time of year, there's so much hockey going on, and we have to be out on the road identifying players, and the players that we identified, it's good to get out and show our face and hammer away at a couple of the recruits. So obviously Joe Sean, he was out of game Friday night, and he came back for their squad game. I wanted him to come back and get a feel for our team. He doesn't know our team as well, so it's good for him to see some of the other guys who weren't on the trip at Lake State, and Billy was gone. I mean, Billy's got a good feel for most of the players. So we'll regroup. We'll come back in. We'll have 3 days of practice, 4 days of practice, and then we'll probably all head out recruiting this weekend. So, it's unlike other sports. We have to do a lot of recruiting in season. That it's just the way it is. We have to do that to stay competitive. But recruiting's going good, and I know Billy called in right after the game Saturday, wanted to see how things were, who played well. What did this guy show? How's this freshman? So he's all in, and that's important. But he's doing a real good job on the recruiting trail, as is Joe. So he'll be back. Billy will be back today, and we'll get after it.
And you, you had scheduled 2 25-minute halves. You cut it down to 20 for the second half, and that was just mainly because of the only 4 defensemen on each team.
Yeah, what happens is we tried to get a couple extra bodies to help in the game, so there'd be a little more rest. But we usually ask the club kids, some of the club players, to come out and play. But I believe they're down in Oshkosh or somewhere playing this weekend themselves. So we only had 4 defensemen, and I think 5 on the one team, but. When you play 4 defensemen, you're going every other shift. So, usually in a game, it's every third shift, which is a big difference. It might not seem like a lot, but it is. I mean, you come off the ice and you're barely getting a rest and you're going right back out, And so I was concerned with, the conditioning and how much ice they had had. And the pace wasn't, the intensity was dropping. So I said, hey, we're going to, cut it down to 20. Let's pick up the intensity. We're not going to be out there that long. 20 minutes is not that long.
Running time, too.
For 3 lines. So, yeah. So I thought we accomplished, obviously, we went from scoring 1 goal in the first half to all of a sudden.
Yeah, 7.
What? Yeah, and then the pace and the intensity and the speed picked up, and that was good. So that's really why we did it, for, just the defenseman, and you're worried about injuries when you get tired, and then secondly, just the intensity of the second half.
So do you think in the first half, some of the guys, because there were such a lack of defensemen, were reserving some of their energy and not going all out, maybe?
Well, you do that subconsciously. Yeah. And the other thing is, we told them that I was not concerned with the physical side of it. Like, I really didn't want guys, the body checking. You want to come out healthy. I mean, right. I think that's your main goal in this game, is to come out with no injuries, healthy. And I just told our guys to back off the physical part. Angle a guy, contain, but, let's not finish our checks. If we do, just bump them, not like you're playing another opponent, right, when you're trying to run them right through the boards. So anyway, and I think that took a little away from it also. You could tell, it just, you don't get that emotion when all of a sudden somebody's hitting you and you don't like it. but I think that was part of it too. So, but overall, I was really happy and pleased with the effort and what we got out of it.
Well, of course, thanks to all the parents and kids that came out for the skate after too. And again, the final was Team Black over Team White by a score of 5-3 with an empty netter. towards the end to make it a two-goal difference. It was a lot of fun, and I hope people enjoyed it on the web stream. I think it was a great idea to put it on there for parents that couldn't make it and,
sure.
and for anybody else out of town that wanted to see some of the newer Huskies, too.
Yeah, it's a good idea, and obviously we had a few parents obviously make it up, but I thought it was good. It's good for people to get a chance to see our team and see some of the guys normally you might not want to see, and they're probably going, well, why is that guy not playing?
Right,
he looked
right,
better.
Right.